Welcome to Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 10, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah begins, Habayis va'aliyah shel shnayim. If there's a home, but the home is really a two-family home. The first floor is owned by one family, and the second floor, or the attic, the loft, is owned by a second family. Shenaflo, and it collapsed. And what happened was that sanitation department of the locals came along, and they removed the rubble. And now we don't know what belonged to who, which stones were part of the attic, which were part of the first floor. Then they divide equally the stones, they divide the wood, and they divide the earth. The mission teaches us here another, an additional law, that halacha is, let's say the wreckage, the ruin, is actually there. And you could tell what happened, either that the bottom floor gave in, or the top floor fell off, and then you can tell exactly where the stones came from. So then, in that situation, each one could claim, hey, look, the stones that are down there obviously came from the top, and or if the bottom collapsed, the ones that are all the way on the bottom clearly were from the bottom floor. Let's say one of them recognizes some of the stones, they were his, and they were whole stones, which are of worth more, greater value. Nightlon, he can take them, and his friend takes the opposing ones, and he can also take whole stones from the ones that are left over. Whereas we're talking about a situation here where his friend admits to him that the ones that he's claiming are his are actually his, and on the rest of them he says he doesn't know. And halacha is that if you're a moed b'miktas, that you partially admit to something, you have to make a shvu, you have to swear. But since he doesn't know here, he can't even swear if he wants to. However, if let's say he said on everything, I don't know, then the halacha is that he has to swear he doesn't know, and they divide equally the rubble of the home. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Habayis va'aliyah shel shnayim. We're talking about a situation where a fellow owns the entire house, and he rents the upper floor out to somebody else. Nifchaso ha'aliyah. And now the flooring, or you could say the ceiling, between the upper floor and the lower floor collapsed, it broke. Vein b'alabayis reitz l'sakin. And the owner of the home, the guy was living downstairs, doesn't want to fix it for whatever the reason is. Then the halacha is that the fellow that lives in the upper floor, the renter, can actually go, move his stuff to the first floor, and move in with the owner on the first floor. Until the owner goes, and he fixes up the second floor. Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree, and he says, Rabbi Yossi holds that the actual owner of the home is not the one that's responsible to do all the repairs. Rather, they divide it. The boards and the beams have to be fixed by the tachtoin, which is the fellow that lives in the lower house. However, the maziva, which is the plaster that's used to actually create the floor, that is the responsibility of the fellow that lives on the upper floor. Wish you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.